Hey guys, welcome to episode 5 of Running Highs and Community Ties, the official podcast for Hills for ATL. I am Lindsay Sizemore and I'm really excited about our guests tonight. We have Miss Isabella Castro and we are going to just kind of get into her world a little bit tonight. So first off, let's hear a little bit of who are you? I know that you said that you're from one of my favorite countries ever. You are here, I guess you've been here since you were 18, right? But Brazil?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for hosting me. Yes, I'm originally from Brazil. I grew up there. The reason why I came to the U.S. is because I actually played tennis. So I got a scholarship and I transitioned my life over here by myself when I was 18.
By yourself?
Yeah, so my parents are still back home.
Okay.
My sister as well, so... But it was the best decision I ever made because it makes you grow so much.
Where was your scholarship to?
Kennesaw State University.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went there for a little bit, actually.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Yes. So, okay. So you were a tennis player. Do you still play?
Yes. Actually, right after here, I'll be playing.
Oh, that's where you're going. Okay. Well, hopefully we will get into some deep conversations. I know that... your time is precious, but I'm really grateful that you're here as well. From the moment that I met you, you just like exude this positive light and energy, and so I just wanted to know more about who you were. And so you're from Brazil, and you have a passion that you're going to share with us about, just like a holistic passion of just well-being. What is that all about?
Yeah, so starting with tennis, for sure. I feel like tennis is a sport that really involves the mental, the physical, and the emotional in a very deep way because you're playing by yourself and you have to figure out the mechanics of the mind, the mechanics of the body, the mechanics of your emotions, and how to optimize it so you can actually start winning tournaments. But then, you know, after graduating from college and I was in a relationship which ended up being a marriage.
Okay.
So after that marriage happened and I went through a divorce, 3 years after the marriage, I feel like I was in a very deep, deep, dark place. I had panic attacks, like all that craziness because I feel so alone, especially leaving your country by yourself. But it actually was the catalyst of my change, the catalyst of like, hey, you know, you can transfer your pain into purpose. And I feel like I'm a big believer of that.
Yeah.
Becoming the hero of your own story, you know, yes. A lot of times it's easy to victimize and put ourselves in the hole. But I decided to come out stronger and influence people in that journey as well through better mental, physical, and emotional well-being. And the way I started doing that was, you know, fitness training, nutrition, but also mindset, life coaching, positive psychology, behavior science, energy healing. So all those different modalities, breath work.
Okay, so, wow.
Yes.
Okay, so there... There must have been someone that showed you this whole world, because being a life coach, being in wellness, learning how to, you know, completely fuel, you know, take your pain and fuel your passion. I mean, that kind of stuff, you kind of get through some sort of outside support or maybe someone that did that for you. What was that look? What did that look like? Who even introduced you to what being a life coach even was?
Honestly, you know, I love podcasts. So I started listening to podcasts where I was working in this company. And every day I was like, man, this is so amazing. And, you know, I always like personal development and things like that. But also, I feel like I had a partner, a boyfriend after my divorce that also influenced me a lot. So he would like send me podcasts and here, let's go here, let's do this. So we started going to like Tony Robbins events, personal development seminars. And it was just, wow, I can actually meet people that are really like-minded, that they live in this very high energy and frequency, and I feel like we can help each other, elevate each other to be there.
I love that. Even that boyfriend was planting seeds, you know, and, you know, I can relate to that so much. I can definitely relate to listening to podcasts and having my spirit just, like, fed with such motivation and incredible comeback stories. I am a big inspirational speaker, listening person, like, especially, like, in the mornings. And to this day, I promise you, I have been able to navigate some of the darkest moments of my life because of people who create podcasts, just like we're doing right now, And sometimes you just don't have in your circle, you know, the things that are going to actually, like, I don't know, resonate in that way. But you can go online today and you can listen to these motivational speakers. One I'll say is Eddie Pinero. Like, there's something about the way, don't tell him I said this, but I think he's my soulmate. Like, the way that he says some of the, you know, the his words so eloquently and just so motivational. Like, I am telling you, I am with you on just having those seeds being planted. And it looks like they not only were planted in your life, but you started a business as well, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that, and then we're going to get into how on earth you were introduced to Hills Reads. Yeah.
Of course, yes. So I started my own business called Be Fit, which is a lifestyle company designed to help mindsets and just body awareness through nutrition, exercising, and mindset shifts. So that was pretty much the design that I started hosting. But then I met an amazing woman that wanted to also host retreats like myself. So we started hosting retreats together. And then after a while, we decided to say, let's do a mastermind. And then we started doing masterminds. And we started noticing how people love that transition going from, like, you know, a 12-week program and how they could redesign their life, their identity, you know, with the 90-day habit shift. And then now we're actually influencing people across the world and companies as well. So we're getting more into the corporate space because we also have noticed how people are really unhappy.
Yeah.
And they need to be lit up. Like, they're so need to awaken to what they can accomplish. So BeFit is a lifestyle company, and then Rivana is a corporate wellness. And I also started a organization, a community, for people really wanting to elevate their consciousness, meaning they want to really develop, like, more like a labelless life, meaning there's no labels, there's no conditions, just be yourself, connect to your essence, and elevate your consciousness.
I'm actually interested in that.
Yes.
What's the collective glow? What is that?
Yes, so that's collective glow.
That is what that is.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So we'd love to talk to you about it because the idea is to get tribes across the world.
Yeah.
So let's say we have a community here in Atlanta, in all other parts, in all the main cities in the world.
Yeah.
Where we can start hosting events. The cool thing about collective glow is that it's embodied in four different core values. So it's growth, love, openness, and wellness. So growth being growth mindset, right? Like, we're encouraging each other to elevate our mindset. Love, of course, is, like, you know, all the positive emotions that we can cultivate through love. Openness is the ability to have vulnerable conversations without feeling guilty or shameful. And then wellness, of course, is embodying everything related to wellness, either social, financial, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and also.
I mean, just to elevate your mindset, like, I mean, there's a lot of us, I know, from two different businesses and running around and having so much time in the day, I can easily get swept into this rat race, into this schedule, everything's minute by minute. And it's the things that, like what you're saying, as far as elevating your mindset, that is so healthy. It's so healthy just to, like, get away, get a different perspective, and just be. There's just not enough. I think there's so many people, like, that are just so hungry for, like, just the peace. Peace without labels and just, like, to have a platform like that, I think, is really genius.
Yes.
I know that I definitely need something like that in my life. Okay, so Hills Ratio. I think I might have even seen you the first day. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was interesting how it was my first time and I really wanted to meet people. And I saw you, like, glowing and taking a selfie. And I was like, wow, I want to talk to this girl. She has a very good vibe about her. So,
yeah. So how did you hear about it?
Actually, it was a friend of mine, because he knows that I'm all about fitness and building community. And he's like, you should go there. I mean, they're doing an amazing job about creating community and really cherishing people. So,
yeah. Everybody celebrates each other and talk to each other. It's like all the other stuff that happens during the day doesn't matter in that hour. It's just kind of like, hey, who are you? Glad you're here. You know, I'm literally just bumping and high-fiving people at the top of the hill that I don't even know, you know, or, like, somebody will be stopped at the top and I'll be, like, dirty because I just tried to do something that Amy made me do. and like I'll almost in a joking, loving way, like be like, if they stop running, I was like, I'm gonna get this dirt all over you, and everybody just like laughs, and it just like doesn't matter, and it's just fun, right?
Yes.
It's also a challenge too, especially as we go into the summer months. But that's awesome. Okay, so tell me about your first like experience, the physical part of it. What was it like?
Yes.
I mean, you're active, so it probably wasn't too difficult, but.
I just love sprinting. That's kind of how I like exercising, intensity and going for it. So for me, it was like, wow, this is ideal. You
know? Yeah.
I just like that is in a park. I feel like everybody should be more in nature, should be more outside. So sometimes not constraining yourself to like a physical space, like around walls. You can just be outside and see the sun and feel the sun, you know, I feel like
That's actually what I was doing when I think you reminded me is I was trying to take a selfie with the sun behind me. because it's just so special. I tell people we'll never get this the same sunset ever again, you know, like here we are. And but I've met some incredible people. You are blowing me away right now just with everything you do with your passion and your work. And you know, I want to hear a little bit more, because one of the things you told me out there that day was you're all about women empowerment, you know, and I guess men too, but this women empowerment, reaching women across the world. Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, and you're going to be part of it. So
yeah, I want to. I'm with it.
So yeah, the idea of empowering each other, right? I feel like the world became at a point very competitive and very judgmental, and especially social media can be a little toxic. But if we actually see each other like as sisters and say, hey, you have so many strengths that I love to be inspired by your actions and vice versa, I feel like that's how we're gonna elevate our frequency and also evolve as human beings, you know? And I feel like we can empower each other as women, so that way we can attract the men that is meant for us. We cannot if we are in a place of hurt and not really helping each other heal along the journey. We don't need to gaslight, we don't need to be jealous, we don't need to compete. We're here to, you know, embrace each other and walk together this path, because there's people for everybody, then there's things for everybody, and there's opportunities for everybody. Actually, in fact, if you win, I'm winning. You know, that's kind of my mindset, like win-win culture, win-win situations. And I feel like if we embody more of that and we can actually say, okay, I'll take care of myself because I'm honoring myself and my sisters. That's kind of the collective will mentality.
I love that. I love that so much.
Yes.
And I've personally experienced situations where there is a shared strength between strong women that are lifting each other up and not letting each other go through these things alone, and just being there to like continue to rise together. It is honestly a strength that like I have never seen anything so strong, you know. And and I've experienced that with a couple of friend groups that I have, but to create a platform where everyone needs to be part of this, like it's for everyone, it's for you, you're reading this, you're doing this, it's for you too, you know. I think as women there's a lot of times where, you know, we may feel like, you know, oh, that success is just for that person. It may not be for me, you know, and we kind of do this kind of like self-sabotage, like mentality a little bit, or imposter syndrome or something like that. Or, you know, I constantly try to like go after some pretty crazy, scary goals. And I have that happen personally. And so it's when I experience those moments of like maybe doubt, or can I really do this, or is this really for me, to have a friend, to have another woman, to have that straight step in and say, yes, this is absolutely for you, and we can see you doing it, we can see you crossing that finish line, or shaking that hand, or getting that paper signed, or whatever it is you're working towards. And it is just like, those are just like pivotal moments where the strength really shows its face. But I definitely want to be a part of that. And I know that there's a lot of other amazing, amazing women at Hills that want to be a part of this as well. If anything, just to know that it exists gives us hope, right?
Yes.
So that's really amazing. So clearly you're an athlete and you're active and you are obviously at a place of wellness where you are reaching out, you're trying new things, you're showing up to, you know, workouts by yourself to meet people and smile and just sweat. I'm reminding myself. But how do you take care of yourself? Like, what is your self-care, like, routine? We all have them. They all look different. But what is yours look like?
Yes, I love that question. I personally love morning routines. I feel like I'm a huge advocate for it. I know there's always the, oh, I'm not a morning person. I was like, we all can become whatever we desire, right? Like, there's so many limiting beliefs that we are conditioned to. But I do believe that if we train our bodies, if we train ourselves to create better habits that are aligned mm-hmm. with our highest version, then we can actually shift. So for me, it's waking up. You know, I always wake up at 6 a.m., which is not even that early. It's not like, you know, I'm waking up in the middle of the night. But I can develop a two-hour time for me. So by 8 a.m., I'm ready to work. I'm ready to, like, really dive deep into my whatever responsibilities and priorities I have for the day. But that I can exercise, that I can eat well, that I can listen to a podcast, that I can meditate, that I can pray, that I can really take care of myself. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, wow, I'm so nourished and I'm so full of life that now I can give life to others. That now I can serve others. I can make others' lives better. So it goes beyond just my physical health and my mental health. It's like, how can I not be a detriment of nobody else, because now I'm in a good place with me, right? And unfortunately in the world, we see, like, when people are not good with themselves, that's when they, you know, they gaslight, they project, they do all that. So we want to prevent that. And the only way is by focus on us first.
And you know, I see this a lot in, like, athletes and maybe even people in the military. There's something about having that structure because, yes, you're doing this for all of these amazing reasons, but you have developed that habit of saying, hey, I need my 2 hours in the morning so I can slowly do all of these things that, like you just said, produce all of these benefits for your life and others' lives connected to you. But it really starts with, like, really having that structure and understanding that, like you have, in order to get your few hours in the morning to do all these things, that means you probably have to get some rest at a certain period of night. Like, I'm in bed before 10, and if I'm not, for some reason, just know that I'm doing everything I can to get there. So if you're on the phone with me, just know I am trying to go to sleep. But I do that because I know I need to get up early, and I know that I need to do all these things so that you can take on the day. You are literally taking on the day by equipping your mind and your heart and exhaling a little bit longer and then inhaling all of the positive wisdom and all the things that you need so that you can, I guess, live the life that you're trying to live, which is to be there and make this world better, right?
Absolutely.
But we can't do it without taking care of ourselves.
No, right? And it's like every single leader that is not doing it,
yeah,
they're just cutting themselves short, right? Yeah. Whether they want to admit it or not, after a while, it's going to catch up to them. Whether it's, you know, a disease or some sort of, like, burnout situation. And we want to prevent that. The only way is for us to focus on us first, right? And I personally experienced burnout last year because I was kind of putting myself last. Mm-hmm. And we all, at some phase in our life, we have to do that or that happens. And then we look back, we're like, no. If I want to serve the world and if I have all these businesses and all these ideas, I can only implement them when I put myself first. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
You couldn't have said it any better. And it doesn't mean that you can't have, you know, balance and stuff. Like, if you stay out late one night, you know, it doesn't mean that you, like, you know, that you should just, like, come down on yourself or whatever. It's just a matter of getting back on track and, like, you know, and again, I think probably more than most situations is, especially as a woman, we are putting ourselves last way too often, you know, and that, if anything, personally adds up, you know, big time. And so it's just a matter of just knowing what works for you and what it is you need and how much time you need to do that.
Right.
I'm a big person that's like, I don't want to be rushed in the morning. It's not that I am a not a morning person, because I used to say I wasn't for so long. I am a morning person. I just don't want to be rushed. I don't want to have a quick hour to do all the things that I need to do. You know, I need my time to get set, and then I'm ready to go. So, like, I just think that, just because it looks different for everyone.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, because of those habits that you're talking about, like, I have been in a very healthy place for the past couple of years. So I'm like, okay, does this work? Something about this working. I don't know what it is. Something about it's working. So you talk about taking care of yourself. And so now I want to kind of not necessarily go down the opposite path here, but we have all experienced challenges. You've mentioned a few dark places at the beginning of this podcast that you had experienced, and somehow miraculously, you pulled yourself out of it because of other supports, because you're feeding your mind, but you have resilience, okay? You have a very unique level of resilience, and there are so many people that need to hear a little bit about what that looks like for you. So if you could acknowledge, like, maybe it's something you're proud of that you overcame. How'd you do it?
I feel like in life, we're always going to go through challenges. So the fact that it's preparing ourselves for what's coming, it's better than being a reactive person, right? So as a young kid, I experienced a lot with my dad. My dad is an amazing person. He actually overcame a lot. However, he was bipolar, and he had like a little bit of like, I love you, but I'm gonna treat you like crap, yeah. kind of thing. So it was like always like back and forth. So I was in a survival mode for quite a while in my life. And only, after the fact and acknowledgement and awareness that I was able to see that. So I was afraid of my dad for so many years. I could not communicate with him. I was, completely like blocked. Mentally from all that, and today I have the best relationship because I had to heal myself and I had to communicate with him and I had to, and I feel like that is the first step for any woman out there, to heal your relationship with your father, to heal your relationship with your parents in general, to be, even if they're not physically present sometimes, but that you can really pray, vocalize, write letters, whatever you need to do in order to release whatever it's trapping you, forgiveness, right? And acceptance and all those things, because that's going to be the key to turn your wholeness. A lot of times we're looking for wholeness, we're looking for the next thing and the next partner and externalities, but our DNA is formed by our parents, by our mother and our father. So if we heal that connection and we actually shift these patterns that maybe we don't want to bring to the next generation, that's the most optimal way for anybody to build resilience, in my opinion. And then after that, the challenges will come, but you have so much strength on your inner knowing, and you're gonna push yourself forward every day. And that's what I encourage everybody to do first. And then, challenges will come, but you're gonna have a strong foundation to hold yourself strong.
You just said so many amazing things. I'm gonna be rewinding this over and over again, and just to listen to that and see her again. I hear this, that you talk about self-love. I mean, that's what it is, being able to do whatever it takes, especially if it means just forgive for yourself for thinking certain things, fearing things that you didn't receive from maybe your father, and the back and forth of not really understanding what love even means, from your dad, and then having to maybe even most of the time take the higher road for a while. We don't like doing that, right? Exactly. That sucks. Why do we have to take the higher road? I want to be validated, but then after so much time goes by, I feel that it just starts to eat you up, and so then when you realize how powerful something like forgiveness is, it's just forgiveness for you, forgiveness for them. That is the highest level of self-love that you could ever have. Absolutely. And then through that, the sense of peace and clarity and the ability to now have a different perspective. For instance, with your father now, there was a shift there when you chose self-love, that you were then able to say, I'm gonna create and cultivate whatever sort of relationship I can with my father that is now gonna be healthy so that I don't continue to take this to these next generations.
Correct.
And because it feels better for me this way, because I love me.
I know.
So I don't know if you guys are going to get anything out of that, but the mother-father, the dynamics, the stuff, I mean, there's a lot of pain in this world, right?
Yes.
And yes, they may have the title of a father or a mother or whatever, but they're still a human being that experienced, pain and loss and things like that. And so here we are in our world with the power to forgive and stay open and recognize things for what they are and navigate through them. And then just show through action the resilience every single day. That, like, you don't have to stay stuck in this way. And it's just, I think it's probably the coolest thing that we as humans are actually able to do, or able to adapt and stay in flow. And so, but yeah, I'm just excited about that. So you talked a little bit about your family. What other, I guess, communities or supports do you have that kind of, like, you know, they just, like, spoken life into you, you know, and then you have in your circle. What does your circle look like?
Yeah, so I personally create my circles all the time. So the Collective Glow community, which I connected with coaches and leaders across the country. So we have coaches in Hawaii, in Arizona, in Oregon, and in different cities already looking to create this movement. So it's beautiful. But also Rivana, as we're attracting professionals that want to really develop themselves to build a better quality of life, outside of work and inside of work, because that's what it's all about, right? Like, a lot of people talk, oh, the European lifestyle, or the, you know, the Latin America. I was like, we have everything here. How can we not build the lifestyle here? Like, right. Why do we always have to idealize something that is out if we have everything in to change and shift, right? So that's my idea. Like, we actually just launched also the Rivana community. So we're doing, like, hikes and power social events and retreats.
I can't wait to connect with you. You're talking about, like, I just literally got off a call right before this podcast, like, and we're planning a fitness retreat, and I just feel like you need to be a part of this, like, for real. And I think that's the beauty of having these conversations, and not only just between us, but everybody who gets to listen to these podcasts, like, can now know about these things. Like, we didn't know about them until you just told us about it, you know? And I just feel like things like what we're doing right now is just, like, truly, like, the best way to just to market from the heart, you know, and it helps people get access, you know, faster, you know. And so I'm so, again, just blown away by your story. And, you know, I guess if you could summarize, like, what your why is, what would you say? Like, what is your why? Why do you push yourself, and why do you take care of yourself? And I know that you said that you want to impact this world and make it better. Yeah, you know, like, you found it.
I do believe in humans. I do believe in humans, and I know a lot of people don't, and it's really sad, but I do believe. I love humans. Like, in the core of humanity, there's so much to evolve and to grow. And I know that, you know, sometimes people's why is, oh, my kid, my family, my dog, but mine is truly evolution of humankind. I really believe in evolution of humankind, and I'll do anything until the end of my life to make this world a better place. Like, truly, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, we have so much potential,
right?
And we're not exploring it, and I would love for us to explore it deeper.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That's amazing. You're amazing. And I can definitely I can see how I can already see, like, the people that you, yeah, I know you've already done this so many times, but I can see it now, like, all of the people that are gonna, you know, get connected because of you, heal, have those aha moments because of someone like you that's just pushing it and that believes in them.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it is, everybody's why is different, you know, and I think that but it all boils down to this, ultimately, just being able to give hope to other people. I know when I have moments where I'm like, I just don't want to do this, you know, and that's a real human moment, right? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't think I can. It doesn't matter if I'm out there, like, running races and things like that, but I have this other voice that comes into my head and says, you said you would, first of all. There's a lot of people that, you know, have been told one thing, and people don't keep their word. You keep your word to yourself. You finish what you start. And there's a lot of people that need to see that you didn't give up right now. And that thought alone will make me literally not give up, you know, in my jobs and things that I've come in contact with. Like, even when I wanted to give up, I can't. They won't even let me. because being a leader and making a difference and having some sort of legacy with whatever life I have is truly, like, you know, what my why is as well. Yes. And so, I could talk about that forever, but yes. I do want to bring this conversation kind of to a close, but we're going to close it with knowing what are you running towards? You have these, you have these amazing businesses. You've shared so many beautiful things about your resilience and your why. And so do you have anything that you're currently working on, some goals or something that you're running towards? Is there
in my personal life?
Yeah, in your personal life. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I would love to become financially free. So that's currently what I'm working on. It should be building more financial literacy and understanding more the scope of how can I do that in a very smart way.
As a business owner, it's different.
As a business owner, yes.
Listen, I did not know how difficult it was. And I'm on business number two. And so there's, it's different. You don't learn that stuff overnight. Especially if you come from what we've come from, and it's tough. But okay, so financial freedom.
Yes, and I feel like it's a very undermined topic, but now it's growing to be more vocal. Why? Because it's really affecting a lot of people. I mean, we are going through like a financial crisis because nobody's addressing it like we should. So the more we vocalize, hey, I do need financial literacy. I do need to understand money better, love money more, not be caught up on the material world, but also to know that it's a tool, it's a mechanism for us to create the legacy that we're building in this world. So we need it.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Do you have any physical goals, or do you need any races, or do you do any like tennis competitions?
And honestly, I want to run a marathon this year. There's something that is like,
okay,
let's do it.
I'm going to call her out Lauren and my friend Tino, and I'll run it. You just say when.
Perfect.
And so we'll do it. So, we can totally do that. No problem. You're affirming financial freedom over your life. And I guess, like, if there's anything that Heels for APL can do to support you and your growth, we are definitely, I speak for everybody, but like, we are definitely here for you, and we're excited to see all of these goals like manifest themselves.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so thank you again just for being with us, and I'm so grateful for you. And you guys, you've got to come out to Heels for ATL. We have a morning class at 7:30. I keep wanting to say 6:30. 7:30 a.m., bright and early. It's not so dusty in the mornings. And then we also have an afternoon session at 6:30. If you want a challenge, if you want to meet some new people in Atlanta, it's a lot of fun. Come check it out. You can also tune in to Heels for ATL on Instagram, and you can get a ton of footage of what we actually have going on out there. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.